Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne right here on Talk 960. We are keeping it local. We are featuring High Desert community issues, events, organizations, and individuals you don't want to miss. You can always catch us Saturdays right here at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. here on Talk 960. Let's get to it.
Good morning. It is a great day here in the High Desert. And I have someone who I am just really excited to talk to today because this gentleman is a long-term educator here in the High Desert as well as a community advocate. And he has done something that's just spectacular by putting together a local community health fair. And I will tell you that this event just looks like it is going to be phenomenal for us here in the High Desert. And so it's my pleasure to introduce Dr. Tayari Kawanda. So happy to have you join us today, Doctor. And I know you've got to get going because you've got your event that's actually going on today. But I wanted to have an opportunity to present this to High Desert community wide, give you an opportunity to talk about all of what can be expected out there today and encourage our community to come and join you and participate in all that you've gone to the extremes to plan.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here also, and I'm honored to be here with you, first of all.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, indeed. I'd be remiss if I didn't say that. And absolutely, I want the community to be encouraged to come out to this extraordinary health fair because we have put a lot of time and effort into it, and it's really all about having the community to come together for an event specifically for our community, but extended to all ages,
yes.
18, 80. This health fair is a long time coming. We have quite a few folks that have come together to make sure that this is a successful event, from healthcare providers to local nonprofits, food vendors. We even have a comedian to lighten the event up a bit.
Nice.
An extraordinary singer. And there's so much that's going to be offered there for folks that attend.
So tell me, Doctor, what inspired you to do this? Did you see that there was a need missing? Just talk to us a little bit about what motivated you to create this.
Well, sure. It absolutely began with seeing a need for it, right? And folks that know me know that that's what I'm all about, really just helping the community and helping others. And as healthcare has been, you know, an issue for a long time, but then specifically over the past few years when healthcare was even further highlighted on the horizon as a sort of in crisis, I thought, why not create something where we as a community can focus on together? And so for this event, it doesn't matter if you are white, black, brown, Puerto Rican, Asian. Healthcare is something that is upon all of us, right? And this idea of healthy communities, it just kept resonating with me as to why not. And so I'm from the mindset that if you sort of have an idea and you see something that needs to be done, you know, you don't wait for it to be done. You sort of take action to sort of assist it along the way. So I thought to reach out to other like-minded individuals, folks that could understand and see that vision that healthcare was important. And then to have it on the campus of Victor Valley College was, you know, a central location. Because there were some other areas, local schools, where I thought to sort of put it on. But having it at a central location where everyone can have access to it was important. So, again, yeah, it was definitely a need that I saw and thought, let's do it.
Well, I'm so glad that you did. You know, healthcare is a huge issue, and it is a huge issue for us here in the High Desert. It's wonderful that you develop something that is going to serve the range of who we are here in the High Desert. So from our young to our senior population and everything in between, right? Can you share with us some of what people can expect to see or who is going to be there in terms of some of the providers maybe that will be there and different organizations that will also be there?
Absolutely, I can. Well, I'll start with Providence St. Mary. They will be there in the High Desert providing health screenings. We have the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health that's also going to be there providing health screenings, COVID-free COVID shots. We have Molina Healthcare, IEHP will be there, both of them to provide information on how to access health coverage if you don't have health coverage.
Great.
And yeah, we have a few more. We have some doula services or midwifing services, and then also mental health. Right?
Yeah.
Mental health as well, with play counseling and a few others that are offering mental health, some others for bladder health, right? Mm-hmm. And then not just the health that we think about typically as far as our bodies, but also comedy, right? We have some comedy because laughter is a great healer. And
great
so my absolutely. So my good friend Kevin Tate is going to be there to have a performance. And also, you know, when I was putting this together, I thought, you know, there's some differences. There's general health, and then we want to specify some differences between men's and women's health.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be a women's health panel, right, that's just for women, about women, right? And I said, I need a facilitator because I don't want to be the one talking about women's health is important, which it is, but I don't want, right? So this should be about women, done by women, organized
for women.
By women. So I targeted someone to say, hey, here are some contacts, some folks that have shown an interest. Can you put this together? Let's get together and have this women's health panel where there's a discussion on the panel and amongst the audience members. And then there'll be the same with the men's health panel. And those two panels will not coincide. I want to make sure that the women get to go and attend theirs and the men can attend theirs. So that's going to happen. And a good thing about that, those that are on those panels and in the audience, up to 20 people for both, so a total of 40 people, they'll get free lunch provided for them. So that's great.
Great.
We're going to have Target's going to be there. They're going to bring out some volunteers and engage in some activities. Like I said, a few food vendors. We have the High Desert Sports Foundation's going to be there. It's just
Dr.
exciting.
Nakia Wilson, yes.
That's right, Dr. Nakia Wilson and her organization is going to be there. Mothers Against Drunk Driving, they're going to be there. So it's going to be a comprehensive and well-rounded health event. And then also we have some exercise and dance competitions, a little fun activities and some instructions that'll happen there where folks get to participate and win prizes. There'll be a lot of prizes that folks can win throughout the day.
That's all you need to say, Doctor. Free stuff. We love it.
That's right.
So
there's
let me ask a question, Doctor. What time is all of this taking place?
And where is it taking place?
Absolutely. So it's going to be happening on the upper campus of Victor Valley College in the Student Activity Center. That's building 44. It's happening today from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
And those activities will happen throughout the day. So when you arrive, you'll see a schedule of events, so you won't have to miss anything. All of the major events are happening at different times, so folks can really engage in the vendor space, right? The whole vendor gallery where you can go around and again, get some of these free items and free supplies and see what others have to offer, take advantage of some of the delicious foods that'll be there, that'll be served. We're going to have my good friend, Teresa Polly Shellcroft there with the art exhibit. That's just
yes.
going to be, it's going to be amazing. I'm excited. I'm very excited.
We are excited. So again, this will take place today, February 3rd, from 10 to 3 at the Victor Valley College upper campus in the Student Activity Center, which is that tall building on the campus right across from the lake. It's the two-story building, right? That kind of sits
right.
towards the back. So we don't want anyone to miss it. Now, there's no fee or anything for people to attend. Is that correct?
That's correct. No fee to attend. There'll be lots of free items, and then there'll be vendors there that have items that you can purchase.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? It doesn't get any better than that, right? So, Doctor, I want to thank you for sharing all of this information, but I also want to thank you for your commitment to serving community, not just in this way. This is huge, and we hope that this becomes an annual event, But the way that you have done it for all of these years that I have known you, you have always been involved with community, and I want to say thank you for that. And I am really, really excited, looking forward to seeing you later on today out there at the campus. Is there anything else that you want to share with our audience?
Now, I would just like to say to your audience to thank you for allowing me to always be in service to the community. That's near and dear to my heart, and if I wasn't a part of this community, I wouldn't be able to serve in this community. So I'm very thankful for that, and I would just encourage folks to come out, and let's make this a great event.
All right. Well, we're going to do our best. So, again, if you didn't really have plans for today, you now have plans. We'll look forward to seeing you out at VVC on the upper campus from 10 to 3 today. Go enjoy, exercise, win some prizes, meet some new folks, learn some information that can be helpful to our whole health, mind, body, and spirit, because a healthy community thrives, right?
Absolutely.
All right. We thank you so much.
Thank you.
We are taking a look at our community calendar. The Today's Woman Foundation is presenting an opportunity for the community to come together to learn more about how we can better understand the grieving process and provide support to each other, including strategies for coping during an incredibly difficult season. According to the National Institute of Health, each death leaves a ring of 9 close family and friends to mourn. The subject of estate planning will also be included in what will be a powerful, intimate 3 hours on February 10th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The location is 13150 Sycamore Street in Victorville. In addition to the 4 speakers named on the flyer, Cindy, Marlo, Stretch, and Thomas, a live panel of individuals will share their challenges and offer lessons in dealing with the following: losing a child, losing a spouse, losing a parent, and losing a loved one to suicide. Please contact Today's Woman Foundation at gmail.com to register or call for more information at 760-946-0869. Welcome back to High Desert Dialogue. I'm Roxanne Scafidi, along with my good friend Regina Witherspoon Bell. And yes, in the studio with me, I cannot say enough about this amazing man, CJ
yes.
Page, and a new member to Community Health Action Network that we all know as Chan, Amanda Siegendahler. Am I saying that correct?
Yes, that is
yes.
correct.
Yes, welcome to High Desert Dialogue, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And for our new listeners who have maybe just have never heard about CHAN, which just stands for Community Health Action Network, can you give us a little background about what this amazing organization is and what it does for the High Desert? And also, too, as we are approaching 4 years since the COVID-19 pandemic, unfortunately, it is still here to stay. What do we need to know at this time regarding the pandemic? Is there any new information as we are still in the winter season, as we do get into more of 2024? What can you tell us about COVID and how the High Desert and how your organization has been helping us deal with it?
Well, thanks a lot, Roxanne. That means a great deal. Community Health Action Network is a nonprofit organization. We've been here since 2009 with advocacy work on car seat mm-hmm. safety, also food insecurity. We also do the advocacy work for the COVID. So that's a great lead into what we're doing and why it is so important to us. And my colleague here really has a great understanding on that. And we want to really give the people a great opportunity to understand exactly what we are talking about when we talk about the COVID update.
Yeah, so we're part of a campaign right now called Vaccine Equity. It's the Vaccine Equity Campaign. And so the point of the campaign in general is to just kind of reach our vulnerable communities, the communities that are most affected by COVID, disproportionately affected at that, and to give them the resources they need to continue to protect themselves, because COVID is still circulating in our communities and it likely will not go away. It is going to be one of those things like RSV and the flu that we see spike every year during those winter months when people get sick. So we are really just trying to spread the word, especially about the vaccine. There is an updated vaccine. If you haven't had it in 2 months or more, you're due for a new one. And this new one protects you from the variants that we have been seeing circulating this whole winter season. So you really need to get that updated vaccine to make sure that you are protected in the future.
And so, Amanda, who needs to be sure and get that vaccine? Because you talked about something, and I do want to round back. You talked about the communities that are being most impacted.
Yes.
And what would those communities be or look like here?
So in San Bernardino County, African-Americans and Latino communities are most affected by the COVID pandemic.
Okay.
There's many reasons for that, some being just circumstances, life circumstances, and also rates of pre-existing conditions in those communities tend to be higher. So actually, the death rate for COVID-19 in California right now is 19% higher for African-Americans and 8% higher for Latino people.
Wow.
That's a staggering number to really look at.
A staggering number. And so what you're saying is that these individuals, these families, this segment of our community needs to really pay attention and be vaccinated.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's one way to really ensure that they are protecting themselves and their loved ones, right?
Yes. And the thing with the vaccine is you might still get COVID when you are vaccinated, but the chances that it is severe are nearly cut in half. The odds are much lower. And they're also finding that being vaccinated helps to protect you from the long COVID symptoms we are seeing. So some of those symptoms that are affecting people months and months after they've recovered from having COVID.
Okay. And what are some of those long-term effects that people may be seeing?
Sometimes we're seeing like chronic fatigue, problems breathing, heart issues after months and months after having COVID. Yeah. So it's still being studied. There needs to be a lot more research done on it. But what we are seeing is that people are still affected by the disease months and months after they've recovered.
And so with that, if people want to go and get the vaccine, where do they go? How do they do that?
So there's still a lot of places giving the vaccine. And if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, because a lot of insurance policies have changed surrounding the COVID vaccine, there is something called the California Bridge Access Program. So that is a program that helps people to get the COVID vaccine for free still, even now. So up here in the high desert, it's mainly your Walgreens and your CVS stores that are still a part of that program. But you can actually go on vaccine.gov and type in your zip code, all of that information, and there's a little box to click that says California Bridge Access Program. You click it and it'll only show you locations that are a part of that program.
Okay, yes. And that's the California Bridge Access Program.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
There are many reasons as to why a person might die from COVID. There's no one explanation. Every case is different.
Right.
So the statistics that we share are just based on generalizations. There are large numbers from large pools of people. So it is not necessarily if you're a person of color and you get COVID, you will die. It is more about your life history and who you are and your circumstances and your family situations.
Right.
And I like to just add to that, if for some kind of reason a person gets the shot and they have different type of side effects, do not keep it to yourself. The county wants to know about those side effects so they can get the right research in there. Like, for example, you and I know we get the shot, and then later on you have the bruise that's in your arm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people have bruise, and then it goes on to be something else that takes place. You know, I'm a statistic for that as well.
Right.
So we want to be able to dialogue constantly to the public health. And they have now a webinar where they are inviting the residents to come in and share their experience.
And I think that one of the things we all need to remember about COVID is we have never been here before.
No.
Mm-hmm. This is new to all of us. And so a lot of this is fact finding. Mm-hmm. And what helps us to be better is when we have the data. So to your point, CJ, it's important that if you've taken the vaccination and there are some side effects, that you report that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So whether it's to your own physician,
right,
whether it's to the agency that issued the vaccination, it's important because you're helping us to find out what works, what doesn't work, what we can do
Correct.
To help avoid or better prepare for some of these things that are a byproduct of either the actual COVID itself
mm-hmm.
or the solutions that we currently have
Correct.
For COVID. And so we've got to work together. This is where community comes, working together
mm-hmm.
For the greater good
mm-hmm.
because nobody has all the answers for this. We won't have
right.
answers for this.
Yeah,
it'll be years
yeah.
down the road.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'll be here
mm.
when we find that, but you know what I'm saying? So we all have a role that we can play to helping to get to our best health,
mm-hmm.
right?
Exactly.
And so once again, the importance of getting this information, because it all starts with information and educating ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so is there, if any of our listeners may have come in a little late or they want to find out and go a little bit deeper, get more information, be able to share this information with their family and loved ones, how can they reach out and contact you guys at CHAN to get some of this information?
And I want to say, too, that in addition to your campaign for the new vaccine, CJ, Amanda, you've done tremendous work with nutrition classes,
mm-hmm.
other health resources that can help people who
yes.
maybe who still don't want to take the vaccine
See.
But still want to continue to get help healthy and safe.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of things coming up too throughout
so
the whole year.
So how can they reach out to you guys?
Yes, and simply you can just go on our website www.chanhd.com, and that would ask a couple of questions, and whatever pertain to you, you can definitely submit that in. Or if you wanted to say, hey, I wanted to call you, old
mm-hmm.
school, you want to call, you know.
Sure, right.
I never thought I'd be saying that again. But they can contact us at the office, 760-241-9900, and we'll be happy to share those information. We are planning to engage with the community on the myth and facts of the COVID.
Okay.
And we're hoping that people will join us. We're trying to put this together within the next several months.
Okay.
So if you call and you just want to get a vaccine shot, then
mm-hmm.
we can give you that information. If you call and you want to be concerned about more information on the RSV, which is very critical for those that is older, we
right.
are doing something in Atlanta that's coming up, and we are having a vaccine clinic that will be there. We're doing something coming up again where we're going to be doing a vaccine clinic, which is going to be sometime February
okay.
the 24th, right here in Victorville, where we're going to be able to have the vaccine come out and disseminate information on that as well.
Okay.
So there's a lot of information that CHAN will have, so we feel free for you to call us, and we'll share all the information that we have.
Okay, great. And also, let's say that there's organizations,
mm-hmm.
and they might want to have you come out and share with their groups.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you guys do?
Oh, yeah.
CJ, what a perfect way to kind of wrap this up and end this on is that the beauty of us being Americans is we have choice.
Yes.
Right? But we also want to make sure that we're making well-informed decisions,
mm-hmm.
especially when it comes down to our health.
Mm-hmm.
And we can only do that when we have all of the factual information,
uh-huh.
right? And so that's your mission, is to make sure as community here in the High Desert, we have the most accurate and factual information that can be provided to us in order for us to make really well-informed, good decisions for ourselves, our loved ones, and our families,
yeah.
right?
That's
and so
right.
we want to thank you, because we know today you're talking to us about COVID and RSV, but we know that you have been on the front line for many years.
Yeah.
Yes.
About our health,
yes.
our health, yeah. wellness,
mm-hmm.
mind, body, and spirit.
Exactly.
And we want to thank you, CJ and CHAN and Amanda, for coming today to share with us about COVID and RSV. And again, in encouraging community to reach out and take a part of all of these resources, information that you have. And you've got the phone number
yeah.
and the website.
I want to share that again to CJ and Amanda Siegendahler. I want to give Amanda's title, Health Education Advocacy Specialist.
Yes.
What is your phone number? And then do you have a website as well for people who want to find out more?
For me or for?
Yeah, either one, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, you can totally contact me through the information he gave earlier. So the CHAN website, which is www.chanhd.com. Mm-hmm. And then the phone number, which was
760-241-9900. And Roxanne, I'd just like to say that Amanda has been with us ever since she came aboard. She has been with us in the campaign. And I just have to give her kudos because whenever I give her assignment, she takes it a little bit more higher than what I didn't expect. So even with coming in with the COVID, I didn't expect her to know. I thought I had to show her a little bit, but she ended up showing me. So together we're really giving out some good information, and I want people to really dig in and ask the question that you've been wanting to ask and see, you know, try us.
Right.
And see what we can be able to present to you, because the RSV is very hard. And I love my people. And I love the fact that the elder has been really taking this really seriously. So those numbers have been increasing. But we really, as African-American, got to get the wealth of understanding to be able to ignore exactly how this affects us as well.
Yes. Well, like I said, CJ, there's no doubt about the wealth of work and commitment that you have given to us as community through CHAN. And Amanda, this young woman who is really beautiful, but she's equally brilliant, has come back to this community, and she's coming with all of this compassion and passion to help her community. And I got to tell you, I'm really, really excited and happy that you did and that you are here. And you make us all very proud. So thank you guys for what you've shared today. And we are going to have you back periodically.
Definitely.
To provide updates and share with us the wealth of information that you have to try and keep us healthy and whole as a community. Mm-hmm. Because where we are healthy and whole as community, we thrive. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you so much.
Let us kind of thank you guys for the opportunity, because this is perfect timing. We are on the campaign with the vaccine that we're pushing. But at the same time, we need a platform to be able to get it out. So if you would like for us to come, we'll be honored to do that. I can't thank you enough again. So with kudos and love to you guys, thank you very much.
Thanks to you both.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I made a mistake. I like to say it's the Desert Valley Medical Group that we're in partnership with the iWalk every third Wednesday of the month of 7:45 a.m. at our lovely valley. Desert Valley, right here in Victorville.
We want to thank you for listening and want you to be a part of our local High Desert conversation. We invite you to share ideas, events, interesting people that you as a community want to hear from. Reach out to us. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com and let us know who you want to hear from and who we should be talking to. Take care, and we'll have another conversation next weekend.